Love Talk Radio.
That's funny. Hi, everybody. Di and I are here today, and we're just chuckling and laughing about some funny relationships that I've had. She's had a few, too, as well. And what to tell you guys about the cornflake dude with bald hair and orange Converse tennis shoes that I fell fashionably in love with because of his fashion sense. Anyway, that's a whole nother story.
And we found a Hello Kitty t-shirt for Tori to wear with him.
Yeah, there you go. And a backpack too.
Striking couple.
There you go. Both of us look like lunatics. Anyway, he wore that. That's who he was. But the Hello Kitty t-shirt, because I'm usually pretty edgy in how I dress. So it'd be funny. But we're talking today. Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? We're talking today about Di. You great show idea. She's the one that came up with the series of shows, and this is her second one, I think, out of four. I'm not even sure now, but our second show about how the differences between men and women and how they communicate, and I think that's a pretty a great thing to share, to talk about. We all got stories. Some of us have our own stories about it. Well, most of us do, and Di's got some, I think you're going to open up with a story today. So share with us what we're going to talk about and the story that relates to it. And you take it away there, girl. Go for it.
Well, an acquaintance of mine is going through a tough time with a breakup. And she is one of those very emotional, very, very sensitive women. And I know to him it looks like drama. You know, to her it doesn't, when she's expressing her hurt feelings or whatever. But to him it looks like she's drama. And that, unfortunately, is a lot of, times what happens between men and women. You know, the women think they're just expressing themselves, and the way that they're doing it feels very dramatic to the man, and he's turned off by it. And I know I actually had a similar situation that I did, actually. Oh my gosh, what was it, about 2 years ago, maybe? Still a nice guy I was dating, remember? His name was Rob.
Yeah.
He was dating. I left him. I got so, he did something that reminded me of something that an ex of mine had done that just struck a raw spot in me. And I just kind of went out. It's like an out of body experience. That's all I can say. I left this poor guy standing in the parking lot on Halloween. I'll never forget that. I just tore out of the parking lot, and I got home. I was like, "Who is this person? I'm not like this. I'm not high drama." But that's what it was, and I'm sure that's how it felt to him. So sometimes we, sometimes we snap. I think several takes over. He told me that. Well, it's not because I'd gotten really upset about something several weeks ago. And he said, I'll never do this again. I don't want that other woman to come back. And at first I didn't understand what he meant. And I said, what other woman? And he goes, that other woman that was getting through here. And I went, oh, me. He doesn't want to see the civil personality again. So anyway, it's funny. We can laugh about it, but at least I didn't drive him permanently away with my explosive, whatever it was. I don't know what you would call it. But I feel like, this friend of mine, I feel like has really pushed her guy away with her drama, and I don't think she realizes it. I think she thinks that she's just trying to be open and expressive with him, and she doesn't realize that it's just too much. He doesn't want to feel
right.
Like he's always in the doghouse. And I think that's kind of the way this guy felt. And that's one of the, we started last week. We were kind of doing some funny differences in communicating, but this is one of the real kind of serious things about the different ways we communicate that ends up driving relationships apart sometimes. And I know you hear a lot more stories than I do, Tori, but is this something that comes up, pretty often with especially men? And men to call you and say, oh, my God, she's just too much drama.
Yeah, they do. And I'm going to share this with you. And Marianne Williamson, I'm doing the Course in Miracles, and you guys can laugh about it or whatever, but she's got a lot of audio books that you can read or audiobooks that you can listen to. And so I was listening to her and doing the Course in Miracles with the workbook and everything. And she tells a story. She goes, "Men, did you guys know that men are actually more sensitive than women?" And I go, "No." And I'm sitting there going, I think men and women can both be sensitive, okay? And sometimes it's not about being a man or being a woman because, you know, there's, when I say men and women, I want to be really clear on this because someone had emailed me about a week ago saying, "You're talking about men and women, but what about gay relationships?" So I'm saying there's always usually, I'm saying not always, there's usually a set of circumstances where one partner plays more of the male role and the other partner plays more of the female role. So I'm going to use the word men and women, and that it doesn't, that you see that in all types of relationships, men, women, men and women, all that, okay? So I said I would address that on the show, so I just did. Anyway, so she says that men are sensitive, okay, and sometimes more sensitive than a woman. And she uses an example of a guy saying, "Hey, do you remember when there was like 25 people at that cocktail party and the woman says, "No, there wasn't. There may be a 10 or 15 at most," right? So what she's done in the drama, women are more addicted to drama, is she's annihilated her man or you know, cut him at the knees with saying that he was wrong and doing it in front of people, okay?
Right.
And instead of saying, and men will recognize that, you know, she goes, "Really, do you think there are 25, you know?" And she was I thought maybe there were 10 or 15, but she could be right. So if you do it
right,
in that respect, soften it, then a little while later he'll come back and say, "You know what, you're probably right. There's only like 10 or 15 people there." Instead of annihilating him in front of his friends or your friends or both of you guys' friends, you know. So we as women, I think, tend to be more addicted to the drama, right? You know what I mean? And not really
right.
caring what is being thought, what he thinks or anybody around thinks, when we do that, or we call the friends, we call the sisters, we call the friends, we call everybody. I mean, I have a family, I have a friend of mine who's a client who called all his family, all his friends, stalked him on Facebook, you know, and I think women are more stalkers than men are, I was going to say, checking out. But what you got to do is you look at it and you're always going outside instead of saying, "Hey, I'm stalking him, I'm checking up on him, I'm doing all this stuff," and really you got to go within and look at yourself, right? Do you know what I mean? And figure out what's going on with you. Because if you've got all that drama going on right there and all that stuff with your guy or the guy that just broke up with you, and you're wondering why he did it, probably the stuff that you're doing, like your friend there who's like, in her mind she wants to be number one and be always thought of as the best and wants to be put on a pedestal. So her way of doing that is probably doing all the drama that goes with that. You're not spending enough time. You're not doing this. Mm-hmm. I've never known a guy to spend more time with you. You meeting any of us, or a woman to spend more time with you when you're bitching and complaining about it. Just doesn't work. It really doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Well, nobody likes to feel like they're always in trouble.
Exactly.
Like you can't be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I've been in that exact opposite situation where I felt like that with a man, where I couldn't do anything right. Everything I said, everything I did, he would critique, and of course that relationship did not last. But I've been in the opposite situation, So it's not just women that do that. I felt like the man was high drama, and he was always looking to pick a fight with something. That's what I felt. And that's how men feel when women are always picking on them too. It's like she's just looking for something wrong. She's just looking for something to get upset about. And so instead of saying, "Hey, let's just enjoy the moment together," she's looking for something to get mad at me for because she's trying to pry this validation out of me. And I think that's really what it is. When people are trying to stir something up, a lot of times it's because they're wanting you to turn around and go, "Oh, but I really love you." And it's like they're trying to stir up drama so that you're going to start heaping this, you know, emotional words of love upon them and trying to reassure them that you want them. And I think a lot of that from women, especially, that's where it stems from, is that they're wanting reassurance a lot. And that's how I felt with that, the man that I dated. It was like that. It was like, I shouldn't have to constantly reassure you, and you shouldn't pick fights all the time to get me to say something like that, you know. So I think it's just, it goes back to, you know, your own lack of self-confidence and your own lack of self-worth if you're trying to elicit that from your partner all the time. It's just, you should be giving that to yourself. And I think that's where, I think that's where my friend is struggling, you know. She needs to validate her own worth instead of needing to hear, you know, whatever his emotions are, you know. It's just, it's sad, but that's, you know, that's relationships for you, I guess.
Well, I agree with you on that, and communication, the different ways to communicate, it's tough, and I'm going to share this with you. Yesterday, I talked to a guy. He was like, he says, I'm 13 years, I'm going to be 100, and I go, wow. So, you know, I was like, wow, okay. So he's 87, right? And he's, I was telling you, I like Dunkin' Donuts coffee, so I go every morning and get me a cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And so I go, can I sit down and chat with you? And so we're chatting away, and I said, what's the secret of a great relationship? And he said, I don't really know that there's a secret. He said, but here is what I do know. Women, and when we started out years ago, he said, they supported their man. They raised the children and stayed at home. And he goes, and they supported their man, or they didn't, but most of the time that they did. And he said, and they backed us up. And he goes, that's not the way it is now. He goes, and we knew our roles. They were really clearly defined. He said, I knew I was supposed to bring home the money to pay the bills. She took care of the kids, and those kind of things. And he said, and I go, are you on social media, Facebook? He goes, yes, I've got a Facebook account. He goes, but I think that is a real problem. And you and I chatted about this, but your year's anniversary was with John yesterday, so congratulations. Mm-hmm. And you guys had much better things to talk about than this stuff. But anyway, so he said that he has a Facebook account. He goes, but they didn't have anything like that. We had to deal with it and settle it ourselves. He goes, we had to talk about things. And he goes, and that's not what we do now. And he said, I knew that my wife was terrible with money, so I made sure that there was always money saved. She knew she was good in business, and, you know, so she started a little business, and, you know, and that was something back then. And he said, but we talked about it. And he goes, we didn't talk through the phone. We didn't talk through the TV. We talked about it. And I go, and he's right, because I thought about this not too long ago. I have a friend of mine. Her boyfriend, they broke up, and her boyfriend, I'm in the process of breaking up with my girlfriend today. Now, why did he do that and put it out on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
horrible.
Is that like a victim mentality?
Right. He wants everyone to know, exactly. So he wants other women to go, oh, he's single, you know, and he just wants sympathy and whatever else he can get. He wants attention.
Okay, so he wants attention. He wants sympathy. That's what I saw. Okay, and I think that's one of the most challenging ways to communicate is through Facebook. I will never let I'm going to ask not to ever put, if somebody's in a relationship with me, not to put it on Facebook. I don't want anyone to know. First of all, they put their energy in it. You know what I mean? So maybe that's the reason why I'm still single. I don't know. But what are your thoughts on that? Like women, the way they communicated with their man before, because I know you were married for many years, right? And it might not have been a great marriage, but you guys had to talk to each other, right? You couldn't do it through Facebook. You couldn't do it through.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have text. We didn't have cell phones. You didn't text. You talked. You called each other on the telephone. You know, you had a conversation on the telephone, and then you had a live conversation with each other, you know, at home. So there was none of the it's such a chicken shit, really, way to communicate with people via text message all the time. If there's a serious conversation that needs to be had, you need to have it in person or at least over the phone live, you know, not via text message, because that's a very controlled way of
you know, you can measure your responses. It's not spontaneous. You can ignore certain things. You can pretend like you didn't understand, you misunderstood. You know, we've all had that happen to us, and I wrote about that a lot in my book, Facebook, The Greatest Passive Aggressive Weapon Ever, because it is
right.
passive aggressive. It's just, it's a way of avoiding real conversation. And that's sadly what a lot of this generation has gotten into, where it's so easy to avoid actually having a real conversation with somebody. So they choreograph their life through their Facebook page, and they put out what they want people to see, but it's never spontaneous. You know, it's not a spontaneous conversation. It's almost like they're creating a image that they want to be viewed as, but that's not the real person.
But right.
It's easy to create an image via Facebook or any other social media, Instagram, whatever you use. You can put exactly what you want people to see, and you can block people from responding. I mean, if you don't want anyone else to comment, you know, you can very craft this image very carefully. And
right.
And then if you communicate just via text message, you can also put you're blocking people from being able to have a real conversation with you. So you're really essentially hiding the real person, you know, and that's just so unhealthy. It's so unhealthy for couples who are communicating that way. To me, that's not even a relationship, you know, because I've had guys who try to do that, and it's like, who am I relating to, myself? The telephone, you know, keep that, because I'm sitting there, you know, it's like you're waiting with bated breath for this text message to come. Pick up the freaking phone and call, you know, just call and have a real conversation. And if you're too chicken to do that, then to me, you're really not a man anyway, or a woman, you know, just pick up the phone and call. So, you know, act like an adult. I guess that was my big thing, because it's like little kids hiding behind their, you know, their internet stuff. But I'm getting off on a tangent there.
I appreciate that, because, you know, Di, you really helped me. I tend, and I've done this twice before in dating relationships, and I've been extremely serious. But in the sense of, I don't know what serious is, I shouldn't say that, but, you know, am I going to get married to this person? It wasn't like that for me. Mm-hmm. But I sent two emails. I said, I'm going to call you, but I want you to give you this email saying, hey, I want to put this relationship on pause or end it. Yeah, I've done it both ways. And we'll talk about it, but I want you to read it, and then we'll respond at a later date. And I thought it was better, but you said, and I'm never going to do it again, that I should have picked up the phone and called and said, hey, I want to end this relationship or put it on pause. Why? Because that was the way I thought it was better. And I'm going to tell you, be straight up honest with you, because I looked at myself, it was better for me because I was too afraid to face it.
It was better for you because it was, exactly. You didn't have to have that awkward conversation. You didn't have to face the fact that you were hurting somebody. And I think a lot of it is that's what it is. It's like, you know, this person probably cares about you. You know, I mean, whoever it is that's texting to you, if they wanted to date you at some point, they probably still care about you. And they don't want to face the fact that they're hurting you by saying, I don't want to go out with you anymore or whatever. So it's just so easy. It's just the chicken way, you know, to do it. It's like, I don't have to confront this person's hurt feelings. I can just send it via text and, you know, turn my phone off and say, I'm going to avoid this person's calls in the next couple of weeks, you know. And it's just sad that our, you know, really our civilization, because it's not just our country, you know, it's just that's where communication has gone to between couples a lot. And that, it's sad to me to think that, you know, that's how we've progressed.
No, I'm going to agree with you, because I'll never do it like that again. I will also not be in a relationship where it's exclusive unless I'm really feeling it, okay, you know, I think when you told me that, and you guys, this has been pretty recent. I thought I was saying it was better for him so he could read it and then I could talk to him, but it was really better for me. So how selfish was I at that moment? And But the one thing about it is I go, you know what, I'm going to work on being a friend before I'm ever somebody's lover, whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important, because if I can be a best friend with someone, then I can, you know, or be a really good friend to someone, then I'm going to, I always respect my friends a lot, you know, typically. I think. And so that's what I'm going to do. And so I said, I'm going to develop a friendship, a strong friendship, before I ever take it to the next level of the physical level. For me, that's what I've decided to do.
Right.
Or, that's, you know,
right.
Yeah, and because I think that's better for me, okay, and I'm only saying that. And then, you know, we're not really drama with our friends, right? You know what I mean? Does he love me? Does she love me? We don't do the drama thing.
Right.
We just, we're like super cool, and we don't try to impress them, or we don't feel like we're having to impress them, you know, because we're not after them, right? You know, if we're building a friendship, then that's something that I think is key there, friendship. My question to you would be, do you think that your friends were, you know, the guy and the girl that are doing the, she's doing the drama thing with him, do you think they were friends? Probably not. I don't feel it.
No.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know?
I think they were acquaintances before they started dating, but not really friends. I think it was an immediate, okay, let's date. So now, you know, it's like the romance immediately started happening. So that's, yeah, you know, and that's hard. I mean, when I met John, we immediately was, you know, I met him on a date. You know, I mean, it was, we were not friends before we were lovers, I guess you would say, you know, but it worked, that worked for me, you know.
Right.
I think it's just different with all of us. You know, kind of where we're coming from, you are really happiest not being tied down.
You're right.
And so, you know, and I am happier, I think, being in a committed relationship. And so it works better for you if you just, I think, start off as friends. And then if it grows into something more, that's great. But if it doesn't, you've really established that friendship. Whereas with me, If it didn't work out with John, he and I probably would not tell any. We would have both moved on to the next person because we don't want a bunch of, you know, friends of the opposite sex. We both wanted a partner. And so I'm not going to keep collecting in friends. And he's not, you know what I mean? So that's kind of, I think it's just kind of different in what you're looking for and what you feel comfortable with. Because you're somebody that we all want to be. Everybody wants to be really happy by themselves. But it's sad because few of us are not really, really happy by ourselves. You know, we are happy and content with ourselves, some of us are not. But, yeah, we really do enjoy having that significant other, you know.
That's true. I understand.
You really enjoy your freedom. Yeah. So I think it's just kind of where emotionally where you're at, what you're wanting. I would definitely say, be friends first. And sadly enough, with the dating world, that's just not going to happen for a lot of us. If we're like John, that's on online, you know, I wasn't online looking for a friend. I was looking for somebody I wanted to date. So, you know.
Yeah, no, and I get it. And like I said, and, you know, you're right on about that. Because I'm super happy by myself and doing my own thing. I feel like if I'm happy with myself, you know, like you're happy being in a relationship, but I know you've spent some time with yourself being happy with creating a great home and, you know, because I visited you when you were going through your dating and then not dating and dating again.
Yeah.
And you became happy with yourself. And so for me, I was like, okay. And I think we've run into this. This is the drama part. If a man rejects us in their mind, he's rejecting us and in his mind, he's like, I just can't deal with it, or vice versa for women as well. We go and look to make ourselves feel better by finding someone else to date. You know what I mean?
Right.
Instead of saying, damn it, I got to look at myself now and figure out why I attracted this and why he's doing this or why she's doing this. And I think that's super important to do. You did that, okay, and you became happy with yourself. You just got there a little faster. And I always say, when I grow up, I want to be just like you and John. Okay. So, you know, but.
That took a while, though.
Yeah.
You're internalizing everything. And you're going, okay, why am I attracting this? Why did I attract this experience into my life? What did I need to learn from that? You know? And when you finally start saying, you know, I'm better than that. That's when you finally do attract the better things. You know, but you have to get to the point where you say, I am worth more than these other people were giving. You know, I know I am.
Right.
And that's when you will attract someone who really is worth your time, too. Because, you know, you look back at these other people, and it's like, why did I waste my energy on some idiot who couldn't even keep his pants zipped up? You know, I mean, come on.
Funny.
I mean, really? That's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, he was with somebody half his age. He was with somebody my daughter's age.
That's disgusting to me. And so, you know, why did I waste time, you know, being all upset about that? Because to me, it's like, you're not even worth my time now, you know. You betrayed my trust. So, you finally start saying, I'm a good person. I respect myself. I would never, you know, disrespect somebody else who trusted me. And so you would start finally attracting somebody who is like that. And then you fall in love and ride off into the sunset together.
There you go, and have a great evening together. You guys there, and I'm sorry we can't. That's key there. I want to share this with you, and I forgot to say this at the beginning of the show. The studio's down today, so we're doing this like with glue and everything, so I hope that we're coming through okay. But we appreciate you guys calling in, if you're calling in and listening in via the web, because, I want to be really clear about something with you guys. There's always angels and a higher power, a higher part of yourself, whatever you believe in, that will help you with your relationship. But Di and I talked about this so many times, and I've asked her questions, you know, with my own stuff, and I've asked my angels the same thing. I want to be clear in the sense of saying, we get caught in this drama of having to be with someone because they validate us as a man or a woman, or that we're worthy to be loved. And when you can look at yourself and you take all your clothes off, I'm not saying physical clothes, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're right. Open, you're vulnerable, and you're like, this is the best I am, right? And this is what I got, and this is what I don't have, or, you know, I'm lacking, or I feel like that I need to work on, and you're clear about that, then, and you deal with that within yourself, then it, you know, when you get with that guy or that woman or man, then you know exactly who you are and what you bring to the table, because you've been really clear and you've looked at it yourself, and you've looked at things that you need to work on. But if the guy rejects you, and he's really not rejecting you, he really is not, it's just, you know, something is going on there that you guys didn't jive. Or the woman does the same thing. She's meeting a man meets a woman that doesn't agree with him. And I've done that, you know, she's been on both feet with me. Then the one thing that I think that you do, and Di, you correct me if I'm wrong, is that instead of rushing out to feel better about finding someone else, or maybe it's not even about finding a guy or girl, or eating or drinking or partying, stop, look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, this is who I am. This is what I bring to the table. A lot of times, one of the dramas that we do bring is we bring past relationships. I had a relationship pretty recently said to me, my ex-wife abused me. I'm like, you know, okay, right? You're bringing that to this relationship. You bring that to your business relationships and everything. My ex-wife did this to me, or my ex-husband did this to me, my ex-boyfriend did this to me. So it's hard to get the miracle of love, okay, which we all are, ultimately, when we bring stuff from the past, because miracles happen in the here and now. Love happens when we're living in the now, and that's what I really, truly believe. So do you agree, or do you have anything you want to share with that?
You're totally right. And, I mean, it's sad, but it's definitely human nature that we're bringing all of our past experiences with us, you know. So it's really a matter of making sure you're not a victim from those experiences, and making sure you've processed through all of the hurt, you know, all the, oh, he did this to me or she did this to me. Make sure you've processed through all that before you start embarking on finding another relationship, because you will sabotage the next one with that garbage from your ex or from your, you know, parents, whatever old, you know, baggage you bring with you. And that takes some work. And that's, you know, we've both done a lot of work, work on ourselves that way. And people always, they don't want to take the time. They get out of a relationship, and they're so eager to fill that void. They want to fill that void with a new person, and they rush from relationship to relationship. But the relationships keep ending in the same way. And so they really need to take that time just for themselves, just to be alone and say, okay, what are my issues? You know, why do I keep attracting the same kind of pain with different partners? And really start feeling good about themselves, because, you know, we all want to be like you. We all want to have that self-confidence to say, I'm happy alone. You know, I don't need somebody with me to feel complete. And I don't, you know, but it took a while to get there. But I want
I wanted a committed partner. And so I had to get to happy with me first before I got the man. So, but, you know, and it's funny because, like, I really do hate drama, and I know he's not into it, and I probably have been more dramatic with him only simply because I have, you know, kind of, I'm not the wallflower anymore, you know, I'm not just going to say whatever, you know, whatever you want to do is fine with me. Like I used to do, I think I'm overly sensitive to that now. It's just like, no, I'm going to be respected.
There you go.
I'm going to be
respected. You know? And that's when that other woman shows up.
Di's a steward for all these guys. And she'll think about things and stew about them. I'm a steward too. But you know what? Mary Ann Williamson in The Course in Miracles talks about the holy instant. And what is that? That moment that you're in the now. Because right now I'm in the now looking out at the pool and the trees, listening to my best friend here, chatting out, stewing and how funny it is. And that's living in the now.
Yeah.
That's right. When the miracle happens, man. It really does. And people always say, and I'm going to, because I don't even know what time it is. As I said, I'm not around to watch. Is it, it's 11:30 or a little bit after. But people are saying, I got to learn to love myself. You know the best way to learn to love yourself, and I've been wrong about this because I've said it, oh, love yourself before you love someone else. The best way you learn to love yourself is living in the now, looking at that man or woman in front of you and saying, hey, I love you, and not bringing anything from the past or not bringing anything from the future, just sitting there saying, like you guys are doing today, sitting there and he's watching you on this show. Yeah, and you guys are living in the now and just saying, hey, I love you, baby. And that's the best way to love yourself is take it instant by instant, really. I tell you, I want to be just like you guys. I do. I want that kind of relationship. But I got to be friends first. That's for me. Okay? That's my thing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So y'all be scaring myself that I have a commitment. Yeah.
Exactly.
He is your friend, isn't he?
He is my friend. Oh, definitely. But we didn't start out as friends first. You know, we definitely started out as it was a date. You know, it was a date. And I was really attracted to him, and hopefully not assuming he felt the same way about me. So it turned into another day, you know. And we didn't sleep together on the first date or anything. We did get to know each other, but it certainly wasn't like we had this long friendship before we became lovers, you know. It was always more of a romantic relationship to start off with. But, you know, but it can happen. It can happen for everybody, but you have to – you have to start loving yourself first before you're going to find that person. You know, I learned that the hard way. It's like, you're not going to meet Mr. Right until you don't need Mr. Right. You know
what
I mean?
That's true. That's very, very true. And you, I agree with you on that too as well. But you guys are amazing. You guys, and you're going to go and have brunch today and celebrate your weekend of your anniversary. Amazing. Congratulations on that. I'm super excited for you. And, you know, Di and I, we're doing our third show next week. I think, as I said, there's four ones. So I hope that it helps you, give you guys some ideas about the drama and healing yourself. Living in the now is real key here. And Eckhart Tolle has a book called Living in the Now, and it's a great book. And you can get it on audio, because I think audio is a heck of, for me, a lot easier to do because it's, you know, I'm always running and doing something. And our next show is going to be on Tuesday night, and it is all about manifesting with the angels, manifesting with your intention and the law of attraction. And we've got a couple of books. Well, Di's got a book, so I'm going to let her tell her about her books. The Passive Aggressive Facebook is a great tool. When I saw that guy on Facebook airing his laundry, hey, I broke up with my girlfriend, I wanted to knock him out. I was like, are you kidding? I'm a victim. Give me attention, right? So I'm living in the past right now thinking about that. Sorry. But go ahead and share with us your books, how we can get them, and then share with everybody about our books if that's okay.
You know, they can go on Amazon and they can just pull up our names. I think that for some people that's the easiest thing to do, since they are looking at your name. Pull up Tree Abbott, and my name is Diane Bucci, and you will find our, you know, our books on there. So we've got one together, and I've got two other ones, and the one with Tree is really a great book. It's humorous, and it's definitely spiritual, but it's certainly not
you know, like, what did you say? You're not riding unicorns on puffy little clouds, you know. I mean, it's real. It's a real book.
You know, that's funny.
Because that's the thing with a lot of, you know, the psychics people see and hear on the radio. They're you know, billionaires and sitting in their castles telling you, oh, you just have to, you know, imagine that you have this meal to yours and you just have to think positive. It's really hard for people to think positive when life sucks, you know, when they just got dumped and they're behind on their rent and their car is in the shop. I mean, people
sure.
have their life problems. And so that's what I always loved about you. You're real, you know. You're not just telling people stuff that it sounds good in theory, but it's really impossible to do. So there's tools in there, hands-on things that you can do to start, you know, improving your life right now. And it's a fun book.
Yeah. In the book, yeah, so you can Google it. You mean there's a law that says he's attracted to me? So it's very much a drama kind of title.
Right.
There, but.
We poke fun at ourselves, at other people, you know. At the drama queens, for sure. But you
yeah.
see yourself. You know, I can see myself in these stories. You know, people see themselves in there and they go, oh, my gosh, I do that. Oh, my God, that's how I come across.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then you can read the story about the bald man with the cornflake shirt. That's a whole story.
He's
the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
definitely. That's our online dating.
So it's all about having fun. Anyway, you know, to create a great miracle in your life, and I read this week, and it's what did she say? She said, first of all, think positive, right? Sometimes it's challenging. She said, can always come from love. That can be challenging because you don't want to be a wuss kind of love, but that strong, firm love. And she goes, have fun and kick a little ass. And she goes, and that's when you get miracles. Yeah, kick a little ass.
Yeah.
So anyway, on follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Send us an email. If you want to hear a story, you can go on facebook.com/angelcoaches. Or send me an email at tree@angelcoaches.org. And then like us on Blog Talk, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. Because you get a lot of special things, and they give you, I always make sure to tell people this, they give you some special things that are free that you normally wouldn't know that are free. And I like anything free, especially if it's fun and magical.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of shows on here that have got some cool stuff. And we'll see you Tuesday night on Blog Talk Radio at 8:30 p.m. East Coast time. And thank you guys for listening in, and thank you guys who are downloading it later. And please let us know your comments or shows that you have ideas about. We'd love to hear what you think. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now, and we will see you Tuesday night. Bye. And you guys have fun on your weekend anniversary. It's all good. All right.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.